Solar and wind will power half the globe by 2050. Now, that is according to Bloomberg NEF forecasts. And they're now the most profitable part of the power business in most of the world. Bloomberg's America's Power and Renewables team leader, Lin Duan, joins me from San Francisco to discuss the growth in renewable energy and its impact on slowing climate change. Great to have you, Lin.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
Now, in April, for the first time ever, renewable energy supplied more power to America's grid than coal. And in two-thirds of the world, solar and wind have really become the cheapest forms of power. What is this signaling, and what does the next 20 years look like for renewables?
Good question, Jessica. And what it signals is that renewable energy is officially all grown up. This was a business that for years was heavily subsidized and propped up by government mandates, and now solar and wind farms are getting built without subsidies, without government incentives, and they're proliferating not because of moral do-gooders who are trying to save the world, but because the cost of solar panels and wind turbines and batteries have plunged, and they're now the most profitable part of the business of power in the world.
Very interesting. And even though we are seeing solar and wind power accelerate in nations like the U.S., for example, in developing parts of the world, coal still seems to dominate. So what does it look like moving forward for developing nations like China and Indonesia? And will we see more of a switch over to renewables in the next 10 to 20 years?
That is a totally valid point, and you're right, because coal is still king in a lot of parts of the world. In fact, while China is home to the largest capacity of hydro, wind, and solar power, it also remains the world's biggest consumer of coal. And you mentioned Indonesia. In Indonesia, coal plants are so cheap to run that the country is actually projected to nearly double their coal generation in the next 25 years. And that's a bullish case for coal that miners like Peabody point out as a growth story. But what they aren't pointing out is that even China is seen by analysts as gradually shifting away from coal as a means of cleaning up its air and moving more and more toward cleaner forms of energy.
And speaking of that, we just had the UN Climate Action Summit here in New York, so I wanted to continue the conversation around climate change a little bit with you. In the effort to slow climate change, we tend to focus a lot on the energy sector. How helpful is renewable energy, and will we need to see changes in other sectors aside from energy to really make a difference?
Renewable energy is helpful, but to a point. So some context here, electricity generation has traditionally been the largest source of global warming emissions in the world. Today, in the U.S. at least, for the first time since the 1970s, this is no longer the case. American power plants have given off less carbon dioxide emissions than the nation's entire transportation sector, and that's because oil continues to dominate the streets. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have cheap and cleaner burning natural gas power plants coming online, but wind and solar are playing an increasingly important role and will continue to. I say to a point, because power generation still accounts for only about a quarter of greenhouse gases. The rest comes from, like I mentioned earlier, transportation and also manufacturing, agriculture, and just heating and cooling homes and businesses. And if we're going to really keep the world from roaming, from warming, those sectors will need to see some serious disruption too.
That makes a lot of sense, and it will be very interesting to watch the developments over the next 10 years or so. Lin, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.